WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is now reacting to his federal bribery indictment. CBS's Scott McFarlane has his comments from Capitol Hill.
With a level of cautiousness that comes from reading a pre-written statement, choosing his words strategically before he showed up, he did say, "I'll be exonerated." He did say, "Those who say I've lost the faith of the people of New Jersey are wrong," and that he's receiving the pressure of a politicized prosecution. The complication for the senator, one of the many, is that those who are calling for him to resign include some of his closest allies.
Menendez and his wife are accused of trading sensitive intelligence with businessmen for cash. They'll be arraigned Wednesday in New York. Meantime, the clock is ticking in Congress for lawmakers to come up with a spending bill to avoid a government shutdown. One of the big sticking points is funding for Ukraine. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller weighed in on that and how a shutdown would affect operations.
We are able to continue to provide assistance, military assistance, security assistance in the event of a government shutdown. But when you have a number of people who aren't allowed to come to work, that could affect the pace of any deliveries. It's why we think a shutdown would be so concerning and why we would urge Congress to fund the government.
President Biden will join striking auto workers on the picket lines in Detroit tomorrow. But today, Senator Dick Durbin joined workers outside a GM plant in Illinois, and he slammed CEOs for their huge paychecks.
We've got to share this wealth and share this success.
The union's fighting for better wages and working conditions. New COVID vaccines are now available at many drugstores.
Get it as soon as you can.
UC San Francisco epidemiology professor Dr. George Rutherford.
It's now available in drugstores. It's going to be going out to the larger healthcare organizations in the next couple of weeks.
He says the new COVID vaccine is the best way to protect yourself from serious illness or hospitalization this coming cold season. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
Authorities in Hawaii are finally letting some residents go back to their homes in Lahaina now for the first time since wildfires destroyed them about 7 weeks ago. But they're urging not to sift through ashes over concerns about raising toxic dust. Those fires burned thousands of buildings there and killed at least 97 people. YouTube is making more tough calls on content as more kids spend more time online. CEO Neil Mohan talked about it today on CBS Mornings.
My number one responsibility is keeping our ecosystem of creators, viewers, all of our partners safe on YouTube, and I put that above anything else that we do.
His comments come despite a recent move to allow false and misleading political videos back on the platform. YouTube says it promotes open discourse. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great candidates.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A registered sex offender surrendered to the Chippewa Falls Police Department on Friday afternoon after intending to flee. Law enforcement officials say Todd Leary, a registered sex offender on parole, cut off his ankle monitor near the Pearl Street Apartments near St. Charles Borromeo Primary School. The school put their safety protocol into effect and law enforcement began to search the area for Leary. He was found at the apartments on Pearl Street and taken into custody. Incarcerated individuals in Wisconsin could have additional opportunities to expand college programs in the state's prisons. According to a WPR report, the U.S. Department of Education is lifting restrictions that prevented incarcerated individuals from using a type of federal aid to pay for college. Prison reform advocates say the expansion of Pell Grants for incarcerated individuals will open up new opportunities, as 350 of the 464 students taking classes through the State Department of Corrections received Pell Grants. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready.
It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Domblis Monday edition. I know, we were expecting Dom back. I thought he would be here. Apparently, either he miscommunicated the travel plans, or I didn't write it on the calendar. Either way. So, you know, make deal with Crudy. And we're going to have a fine show. Nate here, he is lightly screening the calls, so you can always be a part of what some call the greatest radio show ever. I'm one of those. I think it's pretty damn good. And we got a fine show for you for a Monday. Didn't mail it in today. First and foremost, we've got Megan O'Matz, and she is with ProPublica. Don't know if you read a little story published by ProPublica. I actually found it first at the Raw Story, one of my favorite sources. And interesting read, basically says the crazy governance in the state of Wisconsin, care of the gerrymander. We're going to interview the fine journalist, 505, in the Happier Happy Hour. Also, pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin joining today, 5:30. Told him, might have to crack a beer. Might need a cold one for this conversation. And here's what I mean. First and foremost, it's been a couple days since I've been on the airwaves with you fine people. Thanks for letting me have a Friday off. Thank you, Pete Schwabba, for filling in, hopefully. You enjoyed the more lighter entertainment-oriented sort of Friday. So thanks, Pete. And I enjoyed a Badger game. Didn't go to the game, just enjoyed it for a change because they look damn good, my Badgers. Handing it to Purdue on Friday night. And, of course, the Brewers are now looking forward to the wild card. That begins next Tuesday. You know, lots of sports here. I'm a homer, bit of a homer. I don't know if you know this, but Crudy's really into his sports teams, not like sports, just like my sports teams. So anyways, the Brewers are in the playoffs. The Badgers played good. Packers, great comeback victory yesterday. Everyone in Wisconsin's talking about that 18-17 win at the water cooler. We'll get to that. Feeling great. Saw my sweetie this weekend. My wife, it's my sweetie, if I'm not being clear. And also, you know, did a little politicking. Thursday, our last show on the air that I was part of, got to meet with the current mayor of Green Bay, Eric Gingrich, had him on the airwaves, had the former mayor, Jim Schmidt, had Mino, John Mino of Mino and the Mayor, And also, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, a fine OBGYN and a fine guest, helped me co-devil through the whole program. And then Friday, Pete filled in. And Saturday, I actually did a little speechify and went up to Plover, Wisconsin. Beautiful little city. I find myself in Plover quite a bit of late. Did I mention I got a little cabin? So when I got to fix something at the cabin, I got to go to Menards. You know, the little Plainfield, Wisconsin, True Value, I got to tell you. Fine, convenient, fine little hardware store. About 30% more than the one up the road in Plover, though. You know, so if I'm trying to support the local guy, I go to Plainfield. But, you know, if I need to stock up on some lumber, something expensive, then I drive up to Plover. Been going to Plover anyway. So figure I'd go to Plover at the invitation of a nice lady, Gloria, who was with the Rural Wisconsin Caucus of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. And they had a little shindig on Saturday, a little get-together at the Best Western in Plover Conference Center. And so anyways, I was there. And I got to give the post-lunch speech. You got to get them quick. You know, when people are eating, you know, they might be getting a little nappy, a little droopy-eyed after the meal. I didn't make the same mistake. I went straight for the sweets, straight for the diabetes special. There's a lot of damn good sweets. But anyways, very nice people. And I gave, they were going to exempt me from the cost. I said, am I giving to the Democratic Party here? They said, like the Democratic County Party. And I said, then I'm good. So I threw in my little donation and had a great time with all the fine Rural Caucus Dems. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about civic media in our mission here in the state of Wisconsin. And broadly, I think you've probably heard us talk about this before. My partner, my boss, Sage Weil, his mission is, you know, to get the truth out there, to preserve local radio, to give people in all parts of this state outlets that they can rely upon and trust, you know, when it gets a little blurry. Let's just say when politicians are working in the gray areas, we're going to try and give you some clarity. Now, I might also give you our point of view, but you don't hear a journalist doing that. But anyways, that's the greater mission of civic media. But somewhere down deep, Crudy's got a different mission here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. I have a mission of, let's just say, winning some electoral races, winning some hearts and minds. Not so much because I'm a candidate for anything, but because we think that good governance is the way we should be led. Yeah, I'd like to see some good governance out there in this world. And, you know, I aspire, I advocate for it. I try to call them balls and strikes like I see them. Try to be a fair arbiter. Now, I got my favorite teams, but when they play bad, I'm going to tell you, my team wasn't so good. This week, all my teams make me very proud. And then I saw some new polling come out. And occasionally I'll ask my little buddy Dominic, what's the worst that could happen in this nation? The re-election of Donald Trump, I think, is the worst thing that could possibly happen to the United States of America. I think it would have disastrous results. I think we'd be in full-scale, full-blown fascism, autocracy. I think there'd be enemies list, and I think very well I could be on that list. Just saying. Yeah, I made a few enemies in my day. Well, somewhere in the course of the weekend, I saw some new polling come out. And this polling, I find a little troubling. You know, it's a long ways out. I believe like 401 days till the election. That's a long ways. That's over a year. But here's the very troubling top line. The ABC News poll, this in conjunction with the Washington Post, and this ain't Rasmussen, Rasmussen being a Republican outfit, you know, where you always see this sort of Trumpy, this Republican slant. But when you talk about the major news organizations, the ABC Newses, the Washington Post, when you see data from them, you assume it doesn't come with the bias. You assume the sample sizes are large enough to be credible. And here is the headline. Trump edges out Biden. Now, I appreciate the edges out Biden. 51, that would be Trump's figure, to 42 in a head-to-head matchup. The president's job rating is 19 points underwater. The subheadline here at the ABC News, my source. Are you freaking kidding me? 51-42, Biden is trailing Trump by 9, almost double digits, and, you know, setting aside margins of error in the fact that we're 400 days away, 14 months away. Why is it even close? And I know that Washington Post and the ABC News, hell, they were out almost refuting their own polling, like, well, we couldn't believe it either. We've seen some of the other polls. And I don't know if you've seen the other polls. And I realize here in the United States, it's not a popular vote thing, right? Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, didn't become the president. Joe Biden won the popular vote, did become the president. Donald Trump never won the popular vote. But currently, in the newest polling from credible news organizations, the former president, Donald Trump, is beating the current president. That's supposed to be our guy, Joe Biden. He's beating him by 9. Almost double digits. Let me jump into a little of the reporting. President Joe Biden's job approval rating is 19 points underwater. His rating for handling the economy and immigration are at career lows. A record number of Americans say they become worse off under his presidency. And 3/4, that's 3 out of 4 dentists, say he's too old for another term. And Donald Trump is looking better in retrospect. I don't know what sort of blurry flashbacks you're having, America, but in retrospect, Trump doesn't look any better. But anyways, back to the reporting. All severe challenges for Biden in his re-election campaign ahead. Now, 44% of Americans in the latest ABC News Washington Post poll say they've gotten worse off financially under Biden's presidency, the most for any president in the ABC Post poll since 1986. Just 37%, again, of these people polled, approve of his job performance. 56% disapprove. You know, hence the negative 19. Still fewer approve of Biden's performance on the economy. 30%. 30% think Bidenomics is working. Now, crudies aside, I think this is some damn poor messaging from the Democratic Party all the way around. I have said this a number of times, especially, let's start here in the state of Wisconsin. The bounce back grants, the Main Street grants, were killing it, Wisconsin. Do you know that Main Street, Wisconsin is vibrant? It has been reborn post-pandemic. You can barely find commercial real estate in many of the small towns here across the state of Wisconsin. Did you ever hear anybody bragging about that? I mean, I feel like I'm the only one that noticed. This has been the best economic development here in our backyards of any governor in my lifetime. Compare that to Foxconn. How'd Foxconn work out for these Republicans? Well, Governor Tony Evers and Democratic policies, the trickle down of Bidenomics is happening in our own backyard. And I'm not going to go through and enumerate the number of bipartisan policies that Joe Biden got through because people don't seem to notice. They don't seem to care if their personal economy, if their micro economy has gotten worse under Joe Biden. They blame Joe. And that's what people are doing. So I ask, what's the worst that could happen? Another Trump presidency. And the polling, it sucks. Come back, Devil's Advocates, a Domless Monday edition. Join me and Nate, lightly screening them at 844-967-2789.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, a cloudy sky with occasional showers and a few rumbles of thunder. Low tonight near 60, high tomorrow upper 60s. Slight shower chance Wednesday, high near 70. Partly to mostly sunny on Thursday, highs warm up into the lower 70s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Domless Monday edition. I thought he was going to be back today as well. Sorry, I didn't mean to mislead you. You know, he'll be back tomorrow, and we're going on the road Wednesday. No, pardon me, Thursday. I've lied to you again. Now, I'm not bringing the Jordan Love boat. I got to tell you, I was very excited about the Packer victory, you know, being a big homer and all that kind of stuff. Very, very excited on Sunday. And my only regret is I couldn't hop in my Jordan Love boat. Bought a little boat. If I haven't told you the story, I'll spare you. But my boat is called the Jordan Love boat. And I felt like this was sort of a bold move. First year starting quarterback. You know, it's not the Aaron Rodgers boat. It's not the Brett Favre special. It's the Jordan Love boat. So anyways, three games in, I'm feeling pretty good about that boat. And we're taking this little show on the road. The Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Got to think, what year is it? 2023 still. It's the 23-24. Could be a Super Bowl season for the Packers. Well, that might be optimistic. But anyways, looking forward to the Packer game. They're turning it around quickly. And the Packers are playing this Thursday night. Did you know that? They're playing against the Lions. And in that, the Bears still suck. They're so horrible. I mean, it's pretty bad when, you know, the Chiefs are lighting up the Bears and Taylor Swift's doing a moonwalk on the Bears. I mean, that's a little embarrassing, Bears fans. 0-3. Ow! That hurts. That stings. And the Vikings fans, you're no better off. Your team is horrible. Terrible start to the season. So I'm rubbing it in because the only game that may matter this month in the division comes this Thursday night. And me and Dom, the Devil's Advocates, we're going to do a little politics, then Packers party at the Bavarian Beer House on 700 West Lexington Boulevard in Glendale. It's worth the Google. You can look it up. But Dom and I are going to do this fine show on the stage at the Bavarian Beer House in Glendale. And then we invite you all to stay because we're going to be in the broadcast circle of WRJN 1400 AM. And I don't know if I mentioned, but that's Civic Media's Packer station in the Milwaukee Metro. And, you know, true fans, they listen on the AM. You're going to listen on the AM. You're going to drive over and you're going to watch the game with us at the Bavarian Beer House. They're going to have it all stocked up, lots of cold ones, lots of fun for you. Politics than Packers. So join us there on Thursday and we'll have a good time together, you know, care of our sports flagship, WRJN 1400 AM. Give us a listen. If you can't join us, listen to the game on the Civic Media Packer flagship. Going to be a good year and we're going to beat Detroit. Dom and I will have some sort of wager going on the game. Now, you can always be a part. I am very troubled about this new polling. Very troubled. What's the worst that could happen? Donald Trump could win re-election. Theoretically, the American people have short-term memory loss and don't remember how bad it was. But I do, and you do, I suspect. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Tom from Grafton. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm not surprised to hear this. Yes, in many ways, you know, what you're saying is true, you know, that the economy is better on a macro scale. But for common people like me who have to pay, you know, to fill your vehicle and stuff like that, and for food and stuff like that, it's not good. And it's like $3.60 a gallon now, and the Democrats don't seem to be doing a darn thing.
What would they also do, Tom? May I ask? What would be the appropriate role of the Democrats or the President Biden? What should he do?
Well, if these companies are illegally and unfairly increasing profits, they should be going after them. Food industries, fuel, that they're taking these profits when they shouldn't be. I mean, I've heard different shows that talk about, well, they should be, you know, going after these companies, you know, for, you know, making these, you know, obscene profits and stuff like that. And I agree with that completely, but the Democrats just really aren't doing anything like that, even though they should be. Another thing too I'd like to mention is these future electric cars, this is something that's been pushed too soon and too strongly and taken away the choices that people should be able to make. And already there's a lot of problems that are seen with the electric cars. And honestly, I don't want one, and I don't want ever to want one. And that's got a lot of people pranked also, but especially the fuel and the cost of food. I mean, the Democrats need to really do something, and that's why he's losing on these common costs.
And Tom, would you describe yourself as a more conservative, more liberal, more Democrat? How would you self-describe, Tom?
Socially more conservative. I used to be a Republican. I used to vote until I seen the Walker light, and that changed my worldview. And now I listen to you guys, and a lot of things you talk about make sense. And a lot of the shows you have make sense, but there's just things that are not realistic. Honestly, the common people like me who, you know, I'm getting by okay, but I mean, $3.60 a gallon and, you know, going higher and stuff like that to fill my tank, 50, 60, 70 bucks. I mean, that it's, you know, twice a week. That's a lot of money.
No, I don't disagree with you, Tom. Is there mass transit? Well, can you get on the bus in Grafton? Have you considered changing how you get to work?
Not a chance. No, I don't work in Grafton. I have to travel a distance. No way. That's pie in the sky. And honestly, I wouldn't want to be in a bus like that, or, you know, a container where there's lots of sick people in the winter and stuff like that. I prefer, you know, to travel by myself if I can.
Well, Tom, I got to be honest with you, man. I've got my own car and I have not made mass transit part of it. But of course, we have to be cognizant of the fact our Earth is burning up. I believe we are experiencing climate change. I'm watching the glaciers melt. I'm watching warmer, worse weather, and electric cars might not be the entire solution, but we've got to move towards solutions. We can't do the same thing and watch the world burn. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. Keep calling. 844-967-2789. Oh, yeah. They're bad. Bears still suck. Hey!
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says he will not resign despite a federal indictment against him for alleged bribery.
Those who now are attempting to malign my actions as it relates to Egypt simply don't know the facts.
Prosecutors say he and his wife took bribes from businessmen in exchange for sensitive intelligence. The White House says Republicans are holding up spending talks in Congress and could cause a government shutdown this week. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This is the job of Congress. One of the basic jobs of Congress is to keep the government open.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is pushing for more time. And more auto workers are striking now. WWJ-TV's Alyssa Bergio.
President Joe Biden expected to meet with auto workers on the picket lines in Metro Detroit Tuesday afternoon. Following that visit, former president and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump also planning to make an appearance to show his support in Clinton Township on Wednesday.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. An Eau Claire man has been charged with sexually assaulting a child just weeks after being arrested on similar charges in Florida. According to a WQOW report, Lucas Wren was charged with first-degree sexual assault of a child under the age of 12, with the offense occurring in the city of Eau Claire when the child was just 8 years old. Wren was charged in Florida with four counts of sexual battery of a victim under the age of 12. Wren will appear in Eau Claire County Court on November 1st and is currently out on $100,000 bail in Florida. According to a WPR report, as the expiration date for the Farm Bill rapidly approaches, Wisconsin farm groups say they're not expecting a new version of the legislation will be finalized this month. The Farm Bill funds the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and a wide range of agriculture and conservation programs. Democratic Representative Mark Pocan reportedly told WPR that a draft of the Farm Bill has not been introduced yet. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition. Taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. I am somewhat troubled. New polling out. Credible polling. ABC News, Washington Post. Biden trails Trump by 9. This guy's under 91 felonious criminal indictments. And the other guy's trailing him by 9. And what's the worst that could happen? Another Trump presidency, man. We have not moved beyond Trump as a country. And until he's behind bars, I don't know how we stop this. You better vote. You better strap up. I'm telling you, I thought, nice, relaxing weekend. Just going to be, you know, check the headlines on a Monday. I feel like we've got a lot of work to do, and it can't just be Crudy and Dom and Civic Media, Nate, it's got to be you. You got to tell people, A, get them informed, B, get them out to vote, and C, geez, man, we have to inform the electorate. Donald Trump, we cannot go back. If your memory is faulty, let me introduce you to someone that'll inform you and remind you it was not a glorious time in this nation's history. It was utter chaos. 844-967-2789. We got some Wisconsin updates as well, but first, our fair callers, like Jeannie from Eau Claire. Jeannie, I was just in your neck of the woods. You didn't even come say hi.
I watched you on YouTube, though, and I was really proud of you, so you did an outstanding job.
If I come back, are you going to come see us, Jeannie? I feel like I made the whole trip just to meet you.
Oh, really? Wow, I didn't know that. Unfortunately, I couldn't come, but I had you on, and I watched you on YouTube. And
well, that counts. I'll give you like A-minus credit. But let me ask you, Jeannie, are you going to be around on October 9th? Which is a Monday, and which is the next time yours truly is coming to Eau Claire. I can meet you then.
Well, I'll check that out and pay attention to that date. And I definitely want to meet you because you are my hero. So
you are mine, Jeannie. So Mutual Admiration Society. Come on down October 9th. We'll pick a location, but I'll be in Eau Claire. But Jeannie, what do you want to say? I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're not interrupting me at all, because you guys, I have to say, I am so impressed with you guys in civic media and all of the opportunities and people that you have on your shows. I mean, you have a variety of experts. And I mean, you know, all of the people, you guys, Alba, Matt Flynn, and every day I go to class, or every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, I have, you know, the walk-on with James Santel. It's like going to law school. I got, like, session number 64. I take notes. It's like being back in school again. You guys offer the greatest opportunity to learn, discuss, be able to express our opinions, and I'm just so grateful for that. Now, I have to quick say something about
Here's the butt. What's the butt, Jeannie?
Well, I'll tell you something. Women need to wake up. Not only women, but men, but their children. There's a new group out, and it's suburban women that are getting together, and they're called the Red Wine and Blue. And they are really trying to train women there. I think they're in Ohio right now, where, you know, they've changed. They're supposed to be voting on abortion, making it legal, you know, for women in their constitution. And they're running against a lot of different BS from the Republican Party, you know, trying to change the way it's written and trying to get people to vote no. But anyway, that's their area. Our area here, we got the horriblest people that are running our state that are cheats and liars and frauds. And the only way we're going to stop it, we cannot have Trump as president. I mean, this is a guy who wanted military parades for himself, you know, but yet he run down veterans. I mean, it's unbelievable going after women. I mean, he just was filthy toward women. And, you know, this guy is a lunatic.
But, Jeannie, do you believe that the race is perhaps this close? And although ABC News and the Washington Post are even sort of disclaiming their own poll as an outlier, the national polling average has Trump and Biden tied. How could that be, Jeannie? How could people want to go back to that?
Can I tell you something?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember when Walker was in office?
Sadly, I do.
Pollings? I used to take every poll that ever called my house until Walker was in office. And his people called me to take a poll. And they were telling me how to answer the poll. They didn't like what I had to say. They were insulting. And I thought, oh, my God, I never had a poll like that before. So I called into public radio in Wisconsin and talked about this poll. And somebody said, well, that was kind of an illegal poll. So I thought, well, how do I know what is a real poll or not a real poll? So I quit answering polls. I'm wondering if that's happened to other people. Maybe they're concerned about you know, people like the Walker administration, when we all signed the petition to have a recall election and they put everybody's name and number and connected them to the database in the circuit court. I mean, if that isn't fascism, I don't know what is. So I'm praying that people aren't telling them who they're going to vote for, and they're going to vote for an honest, caring leader like Biden. So that's my 2 cents worth for today. Thank you, Crudy.
You know, Jeannie, even Jeff, who's a friend of ours and often messages, he messaged in. Just tell Jeannie, put it on her calendar, October 9th. See you on the 9th, Jeannie. I'm just assuming you're going to be there at this point. 844-967-2789. Push polling is where you try to infer what the correct answer would be. And sometimes there are outfits that will do push polls because they want to get a desired outcome, right? They want to show their guy has the right opinion. So they frame the questions to try and get the desired outcome. And I could understand where that would leave a bad taste in your mouth, Jeannie. I would say just as likely there are the Trump supportive who always lied to the pollsters, never took a poll honestly. And I think it underreported Trump's support back in 2016. I think people did not see Trump coming. But now he's here. And now we've seen the track record. And I cannot believe comparing the track record of Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I mean, we've got record low unemployment. We've got high labor participation rates. And sure, gas prices are up. But I don't know if you've noticed that's been happening every couple of years back to George W. Bush. It's not like this is the first time gas ever peaked over $3.50 a gallon. It'll go up. It'll go down. They'll blame it on the seasons. They'll blame it on a refinery fire. They'll blame it on the next hurricane. Because it's all about driving profits to the oil companies. I guess that's for Tom and Grafton. 844-967-2789. I am encouraged to see state of California under Gavin Newsom apparently suing 5 of the fossil fuel companies for the damage they're doing to the environment. Joe from Madison, welcome back, Joe. What do you got for us?
5 quick points for you, Crudy.
Only 5?
Go ahead,
make them quick.
Only 5, yeah. I'll whip through them real quick. First off, you're so right that this information has to get out both within our state but also nationally. One thing I would encourage you to do is get on Stephanie Miller and tell nationally what you're doing. I keep hearing people calling that show and talking about how there is no structure for getting out information on a progressive side, and you've done it. You and Sage have done it here. That message has to get out. Call New York Times and pitch it as a story. It's an incredible story, and that information should get out. When you had Willie Street ads up, you mentioned that there was going to be a truth booth that you guys were going to be holding. Call your station Truth Radio and get the billboards out there. That's what you guys are, is the truth. I can count on you for the truth, and that needs to be hammered again and again. You were speaking about the bounce back, Evers was able to do with the bounce back monies in terms of changing Main Street. Give me some stories about that. Give me somebody who's been affected by that. Give me a 1.5 minute segment where that person gets on, or 20 minute segment where that person gets on and tells me how that made a difference. People need those stories that they can attach onto. And I was glad that Tom of Grafton called, and I understand his frustration with gas prices, and his he seems to be a very unhappy with electric cars. But I would also encourage him and you to look at the Inflation Reduction Act and what is being done there. It is incredible, the tax credits and rebates that are there for people. There are going to be tax credits for just an energy audit and tax credits for people then to get their house sealed up $1,200 in tax credits. To you have an energy audit and then you get it sealed up, you can claim that on your taxes. People need to know this information. That's what Joe Biden provided for him. And I agree with you, the Democratic Party needs to do a better job of telling those stories. But I would love to hear those stories on your air too. What can I get? How can I use it? How did that bounce back money change our rural system in our state? What's better because of those monies coming back? Thanks a lot, Crudy. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your call, Joe. I'm going to tell one quick story. Bounce back grants. I think it's the greatest economic driver perhaps in the state of Wisconsin's history. My memory, if it serves properly, the Evers administration, the state of Wisconsin, has awarded 86,000 bounce back grants in $10,000 increments. I believe that equates to somewhere around $100 million. But in $10,000 increments, I mean, that's a lot of money for your checkbook, but that's not a ton of money. But it took 86,000 businesses, and it took them out of the garage, and it put them into a piece of real estate. It put them on Main Street. It filled a vacancy. It kept the landlord paying his mortgage. It kept the larger commercial real estate economy from crashing. And when people during the pandemic started working from home, there were a lot of office spaces, a lot of downtown places that went out of business. A lot of little places had to close the doors. They went bust. Well, this redevelopment money, this bounce back grant, and specifically Amory, Wisconsin, beautiful little town. We got a great radio station there, 1260 AM WLAK. Two little lakes in this town. I mean, what a idyllic setting. And it's a town of 2,200, and the county overall is like 60% red. But I don't think it needs to be, because I think, you know, the messaging that we're bringing to that community might help move the metric a little bit, or at least turn out a few more of our blue neighbors. But here's what I would say. 31 bounce back grants by last winter had gone on that Main Street. There was no viable real estate left. I tried to trade a kid a piece of real estate. I said, what if we gave you another $10,000 to not rent the place? No, because he had a dream. He had a dream. He and his wife wanted a little shop on Main Street in Amory, and they got it for the first time in their life. They had realized their dream. And I have no idea if that guy's the one that's going to be successful. But when you put 31 new businesses on Main Street in a town of 2,200 citizens, that affects the whole town. And they're not all going to succeed, but some are, and some are going to grow, and some are going to feed that economy, and some are going to hire people. And I think that this is one of the greatest comeback stories for a state, one of the greatest economic development engines. And I wish the governor, I wish the state of Wisconsin's Democratic Party would do a better job of telling this story, because it affects people on Main Street when they notice it. You know, poor Tom at Grafton's talking about how bad his microeconomy is. Well, you know what? If I lived in Amory and I was trying to rent a place, and the only vacant real estate in the whole town is between the hardware store and the grocery store, that's where our little shop is there if you're looking, because that was the only place that was vacant. It was the only one to rent, because that town, Amory, Wisconsin's got it going on. I'm telling you, I'm going to Amory soon. Not this week. Going to the Bavarian Beer House this week. You can join us there Thursday night. Little politics, then Packers. That's in Glendale, Wisconsin. Then, Dan and we're coming up to God's Country on Friday, going to the original Oktoberfest. A couple of alums. We're legacies. I think there's a beer glass with my name on it. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Line open for you at 844-967-2789.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this
this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, a cloudy sky with occasional showers and a few rumbles of thunder. Low tonight near 60, high tomorrow upper 60s. Slight shower chance Wednesday, high near 70. Partly to mostly sunny on Thursday, highs warm up into the lower 70s. Currently it's 59 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Jeannie, Jeff says, if you show up at the party on October 9th, you got a pass-through hug coming from him, so I get to give it to you. So there's a hug in it for you, Jeannie. You got to show up at the party October 9th. You know, now you're don't play Don't Stand So Close to Me. I want Jeannie to come for the hug. I feel like we're discouraging her now. Don't be discouraged. You get a hug. 844-967-2789. You know, hugs are cheap. I got a hug for pretty much all of you. Few exceptions. CJ, no hug. No hug for you. I was looking for the text line. If I get there, I'll share a few of those as well. In the meantime, we got more callers holding. Don't want to be rude to our fair audience at 844-967-2789. Charles from Green Bay, what do you got for it, Charles?
Well, okay. The gentleman from Grafton who's complaining about the gas prices.
Yes, sir.
Let's look at all the other things that go with that. All right. There's the greed of the oil companies. There's the fact of the matter is that he's paying more in personal taxes because Donald Trump's tax plan didn't help him. There are so many things that, you know, the Democrats have done. Think about the prescription medicine. Think about the infrastructure bill. Think about what they have done, you know, positively. You know, he's looking at it with blinders on. Yes, we are paying higher prices for gas, and I don't see where that's all that, you know, that's not a killer in my book.
Charles, when you're squeezed, everything that costs more squeezes you just a little bit more. And then when you can't pay the bills, then you look for someone to blame because you hate to think, I can't provide for my family. You know, it's not me. It's the economy. It's the president. It's the oil companies. I mean, you look for someone to blame, though, don't you, Charles?
Wait a second here. All right, you want to blame people? Okay, blame the corporate people who are jacking their prices up. Blame the people who are scamming the public. I am on a fixed income. I'm retired. I'm on a fixed income. He thinks it's a squeeze.
I bet it is, Dick. Charles.
Where you're stuck. What?
No, I'm not disagreeing with you, Charles. Appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. Kurt from Madison. All fired up, Kurt. How you feeling?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm going to point in a different direction. I'm going to say that these polls are grossly skewed for the following reasons. One is they can't reach the Xers, and the Xers don't care about them. So there's a large footprint there that they can't account for. Two, all these media outlets, they want a horse race because that's how they make their money. So I don't trust any of them. You know, when they look at saying, oh, if we can make this look like it's a real tight race, They're just licking their chops because they think about the, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars that they'll roll in on that. And lastly, I have to, me personally, believe that we know how the Democrats are going to vote, and we know how a large percentage of the Republicans are vote, but I don't think there's a Republican that would be honest in a poll question if it meant to save their life. So I'm not going to buy into this at all.
Then how do you account for the strength of Trump? What, you can't overvote in a poll, man. If you're telling me Republicans are lying, that would suggest there's more support than's being told to the pollsters right now, Kurt. That's not reassuring.
Well, I guess we'll see how wrong I am once the election rolls around. But I just have this gut feeling that a lot of Republicans are going to say Trump, 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 because they're a cult. And there are people that are on the fringes of this cult, and they're not going to take any chances to say, they're afraid of their own neighbors to say, oh, gee, I just can't see pulling the lever for Trump, because the Republicans never vote the way the Democrats vote. You know, we infight and we blow up our own elections, but the Republicans, not so much. But I think this time around, based on what you just set the table with about this guy being indicted more times than we can count, I see the numbers rolling out a lot differently.
I'm sorry to cut you short, Kurt. Appreciate your call. A few more I want to get to. 844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, you're next. How's life on the leftist coast, Tom?
That's great, Trudy, except for it was great to have a Packer victory yesterday, so I'm very happy about that.
Yes, sir.
I love the love that's coming from Wisconsin. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I agree with Kurt. If you look at that poll that was done, it's about 13 pages long. And at first it says that they're tied, or he's up by 9 or whatever it is. And then you look into the poll. You have to remember these media conglomerates, that's how they get their money from the billionaire class, in order to run ads, in order to do all that. So therefore, you know, they're going to want a horse race. They're going to want to make it look like this. Now, I'm not saying we need to rest on our laurels or anything like that, but like Joe said, you know, we really need to start focusing and showing what it is that Joe Biden and the Biden administration, all of them, not just Joe Biden, have actually done.
Well, let me slow you down, Tom, because I get horse race politics, but here are the Biden approval ratings, ABC News, Washington Post poll. Overall, they've got Biden at 37 approved, 56 disapproved. That's minus 19. On the economy, if I can read this correctly, they've got Biden at 39%, 64% disapprove. On immigration, he's in the 20s, Tom, and 60-something percent disapprove.
I don't believe any of those, because look who owns the Washington Post. I mean, I hate to be that jaded, but I just don't trust any of these corporate media people, because I know exactly what they're trying to do. They honestly want to get Donald Trump elected. I guess he's not being reelected; he's being elected. They want that. They want that billionaire money that's going to come from an election. They haven't stopped talking about Donald Trump since he left office. I mean, it's pretty insane that we've had Joe Biden now for president for what, 2.5 years, and they haven't even talked about Joe Biden. They don't even talk about Joe Biden except for Joe Biden's old. And then you got people like, you know, the crazy conservatives that call up and want to use every type of epitaph after Joe Biden, you know, whether it's.
We know the epitaphs, Tom. Appreciate your call. We got to find hour two, a happier, happy hour indeed. Megan Omatz from ProPublica and a pollster extraordinaire, Charles Franklin, my friend, joins me in studio at 5:30. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates. You're going to want to stick around.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.